Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
Two guests in studio today. We're going to talk about the Habiton Beer Run. This is pretty fun. Marianne from Southwest Michigan Racers. And we have Kat from the Benton Harbor Library. Hi, ladies.
Hello.
This is the third... almost said second. Okay, so this is happening real soon here on September 20th. I'm going to first of all throw it to you, Kat, if you wouldn't mind telling me exactly what it is that you do for the Benton Harbor Library.
I'm the director at the library, and it means I technically get to run the place. That's what you'd think.
Yeah. We'll just call it director, though, right?
Yeah.
You guys do a lot of really cool things over at the library. You've come in and give us updates on what you do from month to month. So many different things that the community can go and utilize. Where would you suggest keeping up with the library?
We do have a Facebook page under Benton Harbor Library.
Okay.
And you can check our website, www.bentonharborlibrary.com.
Now, the run that we're going to talk about today, all the proceeds will then go back to the Benton Harbor Library, correct?
Correct.
What kind of things do you use this money for?
Usually this, because this is for the children's department, tends to go probably usually to our programming, or we could purchase books with it. But we're really trying to change the way the library is. It's not just books. Books are wonderful.
Yeah.
But learning is also hands-on, mm-hmm. it's interactive, it's arts, it's tablet computers, it's audiobooks. So we've been really upping our programming game to get people involved in their learning process, not just offering books.
And I can also attest to that. I mean, you've come in and you've talked about things that I would have no idea a library is doing. And how cool. I mean, just know that the kids can go in and have fun doing whatever it might be at the public library, right? So that is where the proceeds for this one go. And I'm going to throw it to you again, Kat. Where did Habiton come from?
A couple years ago, the summer reading program theme was about exercise. So we decided to challenge the community to collect enough miles to move from the Shire to Mordor, like in Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
And to cap it off, we decided to ask Marianne to help mm-hmm. and design a run to celebrate the fitness and the book aspect and put it together. And we planned it around Tolkien's birthday, which is also Bilbo's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so Habiton Run was born.
Got it. So this year it is, again, the third annual, and you've kind of incorporated some beer into this one this time around. I like it.
Yeah. So this is the third year that the Livery Microbrewery has hosted us. So, right. You know, and then we also do a pint night for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So on the same night that this actually takes place. The 20th is a Thursday. So let's get into the actual specifics of how this works. It's not a 5K, is it?
Well, this year we changed things up.
Okay.
We have a 5K and we have a half 5K.
Okay.
So a 2.5K or a 5K, people can sign up to run or walk, either mm-hmm. one of those. They both start at the Livery Microbrewery and they both head down to the North Pier Brewing Company and then come back.
We're going from beer to beer to more beer.
Exactly.
That's where you get the beer run involved at.
Right.
And you can also feel, you know, guilt-free about it because you're burning off the calories before you drink the beer, right?
Exactly.
So tell me how this is structured. This kicks off on Thursday, September 20th at 6 p.m. Do we start at the Livery? Do we check in inside, line up out front? Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have check-in either, depending on the weather, we'll either be out in the beer garden area or we'll be inside. But we'll have signs up and everything. People can start checking in at 5:00. We will have two different starts so that people won't mistakenly go the wrong way.
Yes.
Most of the route will be just down North Shore Drive.
Okay.
But the people that are doing the 5K, they'll head down Main Street, go past the Renaissance Athletic Club, and then they'll turn and go down Harbor Shores. But most everybody will finish the same way down North Shore Drive and back at the livery.
So is this going to be odd if we do run in the 5K and we stop and actually get a beer at North Pier?
No, that's perfectly fine because this is just a fun run. It's yes. not timed, and we're just encouraging everybody to come back and take part in the Pint Night mm-hmm. fundraiser. Mm-hmm. So Kat can probably tell yeah. more about that.
It's all about the fun and fitness and, you know, celebrating the library and also the downtown area. You get to see some of the beautiful sights that are down there, see yeah. some of the great businesses, you know, go ahead and stop and support. You know, if you walk past the music store and they're open and something catches your eye, go for it.
Why not? Yeah, I will also say, if anyone is unfamiliar with the route of which this is going to be taking, it is actually super cool. Really, like, I love the winding roads that go past Renaissance Athletic Club. And then you will get to see some really cool views of the golf course, which is right across the street from mm-hmm. North Pier. And yes, Benton Harbor does have so many different features that you can go and check out along this route as well. Now, when Marianne said Pint Night, this is what's even better. You are tying in more beer with Pint Night at the livery because this is something that the livery actually does. I think it's like every Thursday.
Every
right?
Thursday they do it.
They pick a different cause, yes, or mm-hmm. I guess place, and then $1 of every pint that is sold in that given night goes back to whatever it is that they decided on for that day.
Yep.
So on the same day, the 20th, you can get a pint that night, and every pint that you drink, well, the dollar of it will go back to you guys at the library.
Exactly. And if for some reason you can't do either the 5 or 2.5K.
You read my mind.
Yeah. Then you can still drink beer.
Yeah.
Well, that's another good point, though, is say you don't care for walking or running in this, either the 2.5 or the mm-hmm. 5K. Just know that you can simply help out by maybe cheering on someone who is and having a beer at the livery that night.
Exactly.
Very good. All right. So let's talk about cost and where do I get registered and all that jazz, Marianne?
Yeah, so this one, it's $15. For $15, you get a pint glass and cool. a Hobbiton Beer Run decal.
Cool.
And then also, we will have shirts available for an additional $5. You can get a t-shirt with the logo on it.
That is so cheap all the way around. Just pay the $20 altogether when you show up, get that t-shirt for $5. I like that you are offering the pint. That's what I can use for drinking my beer that night in between.
Right.
And the decal. How cool.
Yeah. Yep. So just go to runsignup.com/HobbitonBeerRun. So that's HOBBITON Beer Run.
Okay. Very good. And I'm sure too, I always like to give everybody your full Southwest Michigan Racers details as well.
Yes.
So you can find this and many other events that are upcoming. What do we do for that one, Marianne?
SWMIRacers.org. We also have a Facebook page that's SWMI Racers.
Okay. Before we do a general recap of this, I wanted to throw it back to you, Kat. Anything cool that we should put on our calendar from the Benton Harbor Library you guys are working on?
There are some things real quick. I want to give a shout out. The logo for the run is actually designed by a library patron, too.
Cool.
So okay. Thank you, Kelly from Silver Tree Studios. So it's really super inclusive, and I'm really proud of that.
Awesome. Thank you to Kelly.
And at the library, we are partnering with Crazzle for a new book group that is going to start on September 11th.
Nice.
It's a books and arts discussion group.
Okay.
We are doing Wednesday WOW programs. Every Wednesday, we're going to have a different family activity, including arts and, you know, maybe some story times. We're still trying to figure that out. It's September. We're still catching our breath after summer because, oh my
after
gosh.
Summer, yes.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, you do a lot of things in the summertime as well.
Oh, yeah. And we go like through almost the end of August. We only had 1 week where we didn't have programs every
mm-hmm.
single day.
Mm-hmm. But you keep things pretty interesting. I mean, like even just classes and courses that mm-hmm. you might offer that you wouldn't even like. I remember one time you told me about language course.
Yeah, we have our Swahili class every Friday. It's yeah. totally free. We did actually change up our hours this fall, winter, spring as well. We're open Monday and Friday to 5:30 and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday till 7 so that we can offer more programs. But also our auditorium is rentable and a lot of people have been using it as kind of a community center, which is really good. So we changed the hours so it's easier for people to rent it for evening programs. We do have after hours available on a limited basis, but being open later means people don't have to go through the whole after hours process as much.
Exactly. So keep in mind that when you participate in this fun run that we've been talking about today, it's going to happen on September 20th. The proceeds go back to the Benton Harbor Library so that they can continue, to do things like Kat has been telling us about, right?
Yeah.
Watch Facebook page, website, all that.
All of that. We try our best to let everybody know what's going on. We also do have an new e-newsletter that you can sign up for on our Facebook page and through our website.
Okay.
And we have started a text reminder program for different programs, too. So
if I wanted that number, give you guys a call?
That you would just have to maybe email us or give us your phone number, and I'll enter you into the database.
Perfect.
And then we can send you text reminders.
There you go. Otherwise, make sure that you participate in going to this event again on the 20th. It kicks off at the livery, starts at 6 p.m., and then $15, right,
to get registered. $15.
Can I get registered there?
Yes.
That day? Or in advance. T-shirts that day are going to be $5. That $15 includes your decal for this and your pint glass. And we're incorporating beer in this one, as we're going to be stopping over at, if you would like to, at North Pier Brewing Company along the route, whether it's that 5K or the 2 mile that you choose. And it's even pint night at the livery that night. So buy some beer, stick around and make sure that you get beer afterwards as well. That way the dollar of each pint goes back to the library. And again, get signed up. Where at, guys?
runsignup.com/Hobbiton Beer Run.
Okay, very good. Well, have a very good third annual, and thanks for coming to tell me about it, ladies.
Thank you.
Got something to say with Lindsay K. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got something to say with Lindsay K. from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.